An Irish golfer has won the PGA Championship at Oakland Hills Country Club outside Detroit. It is Padraig Harrington's second straight major championship win. Aside from Tiger Woods, Harrington is the first man to win both the British Open and the PGA in the same year since 1994. Tiger Woods didn't play over the weekend, out for the rest of the season with a knee injury. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now to talk about the win. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
What did it for Harrington?
Well, it was his putting, really, down the stretch. He made three remarkable putts to catch Sergio Garcia from behind on the 16th, 17th, and 18th hole. On the last two holes, Garcia was inside him with shorter putts for the same score on the hole. Harrington made his putts, and then Garcia missed his, and that was the difference. He ended up winning by those two shots.
Well, that had to be a huge disappointment for Garcia because he was playing pretty well himself.
He was playing great. I think he may have to go out and buy a Padraig Harrington doll and start sticking pins in it because this is the second major championship in a little more than a year that Harrington stole from him. He caught him from behind at the British Open last year and beat him in a playoff, and now he beats him in the PGA. And we all remember Sergio 9 years ago at the age of 19 chasing Tiger Woods down the stretch at the PGA and almost catching him. And now here we are 9 years later, and Garcia still doesn't have a major title. None of us would have thought that would be the case.
And this is Padraig Harrington's third major title. So where does that put him in the golfing pantheon?
Well, it makes him a surefire Hall of Famer, Renee, because if you win three majors, that puts you in elite company. There are only three other active players besides Tiger with the 14 who have three major titles. Vijay Singh's already in the Hall of Fame. Phil Mickelson will certainly be there, and so will Ernie Els, and so will Harrington. And it's really a remarkable story because when he came on tour 12 years ago, about the only thing he was noted for was extremely slow play. Now he's noted for extremely good play.
Now, there was a lot of talk going into the tournament about what an opportunity this was for Vijay Singh and Phil Mickelson. What happened to them?
Well, Vijay played the first four holes of the tournament like he was about a 10 handicapper and ended up not even making the cut to play on the weekend. Mickelson kept lurking around contention the way he always does but could never make enough shots to get close and ended up seven shots back. Very, very disappointing performance for him because he was playing well enough, it looked like, to be a serious contender. And in the end, again, he wasn't. He hasn't come close in a major since that collapse at the U.S. Open in 2006.
Now, we were talking, John, the other day about how the Oakland Hills Country Club has been nicknamed the Monster.
Right.
Did it live up to that nickname?
Renee, they might still be playing out there if it hadn't rained on Saturday. There was only one golfer who was under par after 2 days, and he was one under par, and the players were complaining the course was too tough. The rain slowed the greens down, gave the players a chance, and even so, only Harrington, Garcia, and Ben Curtis finished under par. So, yes, Oakland Hills very much lived up to its 57-year-old nickname.
John, pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Renee.
John Feinstein's book, Tales from Q School, is out in paperback.